Now, towards the end of the second half of the 1930s, the political situation in the country started to change. As I said earlier, the influence of Nazi Germany affected also the political situation in Romania. And a series of fascist governments came to power. The most notorious or infamous in those days was the Romanian government headed by two Romanian intellectuals. One of them was a professor at the University in Iasi, the other one was a poet, Octavian Goga and Alexander Kuza. And they preached so-called theoretical anti-Semitism, blaming the Jews of Romania for everything that's wrong in Romania. And there were plenty of things that were wrong and could be better. And they blamed the Jews for always at fault for it. They had the power for several months. The king let them run the government several months. When they tried to introduce a lot of anti-Jewish legislation, they spread anti-Semitism, a very virulent and very, very nasty form of anti-Semitism in their speeches, speeches that were published in the local Romanian newspapers. And of course, this kind of hatred that was spread had its effect. If you preach hatred, you earn violence. And hooligans started to rough up Jews on the street, to beat them up. Jewish property was vandalized, which was very easy to do because most of the businesses in the city were in Jewish hands. Small business, medium-sized businesses were Jewish owned. So just to break the window of a shop was very easy to do. Jewish children were beaten up by hooligans on the street. It started to be an atmosphere of riot and of terror for the Jewish population in those years, at the second half and toward the end of the 1930s.